This is going to be a tough one. Church, thank you on such short notice for joining us. This is your host, Nerd Nash, alongside Coach Molly. Thank you for coming, Coach Molly. You look nice and you're all black. Appreciate you taking the time to pull up. Mixmaster Meese, you looking good. Black dress on. Thank you for coming through. I know you're busy, but thank you for coming. Pay your respects. It's been a long time since we had to do one of these in the church. Been years, I think. Maybe been a couple years. But sometimes things get so serious, we got to have one of these ceremonies. Jermaine Lamar Cole, a good kid. Let's start from the beginning. Good kid. Beautiful child, North Carolina. Beautiful mother. Just a kid loving hip hop, you know, and also was into basketball. Just an average kid. Just a good-hearted kid. Loved hip hop. Worked his ass off. Grinded. Wrote his raps. And he did something most people who chased the dream don't accomplish. He made it through. He worked hard. No funny stunts. No weird things. He just rode his way to the top. Good music. People gravitated towards it. Just good, clean raps. Found his way into the arms of Jay-Z, who discovered him, I believe. Hope I'm not getting that story wrong. Well, he went on to put on a nice, I would say, a great run of mixtapes. Great run of mixtapes. Friday Night Lights. What else he had? I don't know the discography too well, but he had some great joints. Born Sinner, great album. So they say. To Come Up. Those are just to name a few of his early joints. But like I said, he was a hard worker. Clean raps, Coach Molly. And feel free to add if you need to get, because I'm not going to be able to make it through this alone.
It's hurting you?
It hurt. So I mean, if you got something to say, get it off your chest.
I'm just listening right now.
He worked hard and he happened to make it up to the high rankings of the rappers, the Ye's, the Drakes, the Kendricks, the Futures, whoever you can name. Many, many years, many phases of hip hop, he managed to stay within that. He moved around, some would say top 10, top 5, whatever you want to put on it, but he stayed in the mix. Coach Molly. Some people say he was the best. You got people that say he was the best.
They say he was big three.
Yes, he did. Coach Molly say he was a part of the big three. And that's where this story starts to get dark. He stamped himself as part of the big three about, how long ago did Drake's For All the Dogs come out? Was that a couple?
I'm going to say 4 months, 5 months.
Sometime ago.
Many months ago,
he crowned himself, Drake, and Kendrick as the big three on the song First Person Shooter. Great song, legendary song, a number one. Great song, great fit, visual. And the people had no complaints. So yeah, people went along with it. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. So the song comes out, does well. Like I said, good video. It was on an album that some people may have said was whack or whatever. Some people loved it. That's all opinion, but it was a great song. So time passed, song ring off. They even go on tour together. What was the name of the tour? What was Drake's tour? It was All a Blur?
I thought it was a joint tour. The name was The Scene.
Oh, they went on a couple stops together. I don't know, but they was on tour
together.
I thought
it had to do with like some title between that was mixed with them two.
I don't know, but they went on tour. And the song was ringing off. And nobody, for a while, nobody complained. Nobody said anything. The people let them cook. You was cool with it. I was cool with it. All right, y'all the big three. Then comes Future. Drops his album.
I Don't Trust You.
We don't trust you. They let this first person shooter go through seasons. No complaints. Nobody had a problem. Everybody was happy, smiling. The game is back. Hip hop is back. It's starting to feel like the old days where you had goats at
Nobody
the top.
Said that.
Some people felt it was like the old, you know, remember we had Jay-Z and Nas. We had the mega stars. So people were saying, all right, it's feeling like hip hop again. We got goats at the top. No friction. Everybody's happy. Future drops, We Don't Trust You. On a song like that, out of nowhere. After months of, might have been years. Not months.
No, it was like years.
Of silence. Kendrick Lamar pops up.
Yeah, he had years of silence.
He dropped in May?
All right, well, like a year.
It's about to be May.
Well, I don't know. He was gone. He was hot in hiding.
Nobody
I
knew where he was
hiding,
at.
But nobody knew where he was at. He pops up. Coach Marley pops up on Like That and has a few things to say. Mostly directed at Drake, but still grouped them together and sent the shots at Jermaine, Lamar, Cole. Sends the shots, has the people waiting. The hip hop community's feeling good. We got one. Finally. Some competition. We getting some good raps finally. J. Cole responds, drops a little project. Little shots on a couple songs here and there. But has a song called, what's it called? What's the name of it? The Zach 7 Minute Drill. Which I consider a very light diss.
Because it wasn't even 7 minutes.
A very light diss with some jabs, some cute warning shots, which I thought wasn't enough. But I say, you know what? He swung. It wasn't a hard swing, but he swung. So I thought, okay, we got something here. We got a participant. He drops it. I say it bubbled for about what? How long did the song bubble? A couple days?
Not even 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Song bubbled for about 2 days.
Cause what, he dropped it on a Friday?
He dropped it on a Friday.
And he was apologizing by Saturday.
Wait, come on. Hold on. His family's in. We have loved ones in here. Just calm down. Just hold on. Drops that on a Friday. And damn, it was that quick, the festival? It was 2 days after? Damn. 2 days after Dreamville Festival. The whispers are out. Yo. J. Cole gonna be performing on the second night. Same night as WrestleMania. So beef, it's nothing but beef in the air. Pause. Animosity in the air. Will Drake show up? Does he have another diss? Will he perform his 7 minute drill live from Dreamville. The people were ready. Mm-hmm. Hip hop was ready. Jermaine Cole gets on stage, he's sitting down on stage. And what does he do? He gives an apology. Said just wasn't, it wasn't sitting right with his spirit. Said the people wanted blood. He wasn't willing to take it that far with someone he considers a friend. Coach Marley. He apologizes. Said he may even delete the song. He may even delete it. Immediate backlash. He gets killed from the second he finished his speech. He actually dropped Love Yours after the speech.
The song?
The song. So he went even, he went soft. After he went soft, he went softer. Pause. Internet kills him. Twitter kills him. The hip hop heads kill him. What are you doing, Cole? This is not hip hop. I can't believe you. You let your fans down. You let hip hop down. Are you scared? Why is everyone scared of Kendrick? What does he have on you that makes you so scared? Why'd you do this? Why'd you let us down? A full day of it. A full night of it. Well, actually, it's been nonstop since it happened.
Full day.
It's been nonstop since it happened, Coach Marley. And that's why right now, as you can see in front of you, we have the hip-hop casket. We haven't pulled this bad boy out since Dom Kennedy. Fab.
Oh, Fab was buried?
Only two MCs we have put in the dirt have been Dom Kennedy and Fab. But don't forget, we dug Dom Kennedy back up. So Fab, we don't pull the casket out all the time, only for emergencies. So we got the casket here. But before we get further into that, I have some words from the people I don't want to get into. Two special people wanted to send their last words. This is from Brother Joe. We appreciate it. He has some words for, he says, "Dear Brother Jermaine, the purists are mourning. We expected more. The scribes will only record this part of your story. This is what you did. We watched you elevate on Friday Night Lights and even watched you let Nas down. We thought you learned from that. We thought you were a student. Then you came back riding bikes and pulling people's cards. You lied about To Pimp a Butterfly and poorly attempted the formula. You played the middle child and playing the fence gets you this. Here lies unrealized potential. This is what the people will remember." Thank you.
Damn.
Here, give me some tissues. She's bawling over there. Thank you, Joe.
Damn, Joe.
Next. Oh, man. If he writing in, this is serious. My dear brother Mariano has some words for Cole. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up. "Never thought I would look at Cole this way, man. All of the 'y'all can't fuck with me' talk and all of the 'quote unquote' 'don't play with me' speeches all for nothing."
He was pump faking.
"This is a man who had to fight having a white parent his whole life. And we all know how kids can be when it comes to joke material. So he was conditioned to fight. I thought we'll see that part play out on wax, but it's over. I might still bump Friday Night Lights to catch a vibe and reminisce about listening to it through the streets of Detroit when it drops. Any new music now gonna sound like WWF when it switched to WWE. I can't view it the same, Jermaine. Farewell." Now, I want to be honest with the church. Last night I sat with the body while I was prepping it, washing it, doing what needs to be done to it. I talked to elders. I talked to some young hip hop fans. Talked to Cole lovers, Cole haters, Kendrick lovers, Kendrick haters, fans and stans. Talked to my daughter about it to get some of the youth's thoughts. Coach Molly, I sat with the body all night thinking. I just looked at the body all night. And a lot of thoughts went through my mind. Coach Molly. Church, I'm going to do something that is going to hurt me. It is not expected. I know y'all came here today to see something, but you're going to see something you didn't expect. Church, Coach Molly, Majestic Meese, I'm getting in the casket.
You getting in the casket?
Coach Molly, I'm getting in the casket.
With Cole?
By myself. Put me in the dirt. You ever seen Lost?
No.
I'm feeling like John Locke. I want to go back. I want to go back to what hip-hop used to be. Jermaine Cole, you can stay out here. You got a mission. You want to show this new generation of hip-hop that you don't have to beef with your mans. You don't have to fall victim to the pressure, to social media. But Jermaine Lamar Cole, I can't live on the planet that's gonna lie. I'm gonna let you have him. I'm getting the casket, Coach Molly. On my John Locke. They need me. I'm better used to them to hip hop up there. I wanna go back. I'd rather go back to Pac and Big and Dolph. DJ K Slay, the drama king. I'd rather go back to the beef DVDs and the beef mixtapes. I want to go back. Use my body. Y'all can keep my body here. I want my spirit to go back to the essence. Jermaine Cole, I thought about it. I don't support his decision, but I'm not going to put him in the dirt for it, Coach Molly.
You're not?
I'm getting it. I'm taking his place.
So do you think he can redeem himself?
I don't know what he's gonna do, but I'm out of here. I don't want no part.
So you done listening to him?
I'm just. I want my. Done with I'm his going message? Back to my hip hop.
You done with his message?
He's a good man. I support him, but I just can't be a part of it. I want out of it. I want out of here. I'm sorry to leave y'all. If y'all want to get in the casket with me, but I'm going back, yo. I'm older now, and while I was looking at the body, something said to me, it's nothing you can do. Hip-hop is changing. This is not the hip-hop we had, Coach Molly. And a lot of members in church understand what I'm saying. He's not from the cloth. He's not from the cloth, church. And I know y'all came here expecting to see him in the dirt. I'm going in the dirt, church. I want hip-hop heaven to use my spirit. I'm coming to join y'all. Like I said, Pac, Big, Dolph, K-Slay, the DVDs, the studios that used to be packed with 30 niggas, radio stations packed with spitters that came driving up there fresh from the block.
With disrespectful bars ready.
Ready. Don't care if you was friends. I gotta get at you.
My raps.
I know y'all didn't expect this, but it just had to happen. I love y'all, but I gotta go. I'm letting Cole stay. I'm not gonna bury him. just he has to get away from he's got to get away from us. Well, from y'all. I'm being gone. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? So.
So what you gonna do if your man don't step?
Well,
up?
this is what I'm saying right now. Put me in the dirt. Put my this what I want in the dirt with me. Give me my Gunna music. Give me my Future music. Give me my Drake music. Give me my Stove God. Did I say Future? Give me my Future music. Put me in the dirt. I'm done. But if a diss come out, dig me back up. But until then, I'm out.
Diss from who?
You know from who?
Who?
Well, if
Jermaine could do it, what make you think your man could do it?
Until I hear somebody diss somebody, I'm done. I'm done, yo. I seen all I can see. So to everybody, I'm sorry. Put me in the dirt. I'm going back. I'm going back to the essence, yo. And that's all I got to say about that. Please join us for the repass right after this service, immediately after. Thank you very much. We are here at the church for the repass. What an incredible service. What are we doing, y'all? What's going on here? J. Cole apologized. Is he done?
Just go sit back on the roof and rap.
See, now this is...
Just go back on the roof and tell stories, man.
See, this is why I never really rocked with him from the gate. I knew the dog wasn't in him. I knew it was just regular raps. This is what I be talking about when I say regular raps. I didn't hear that thing. I didn't hear it. And I got tricked into starting to think he was one of them ones.
Well, he was proving it.
He was spitting. Lately, he was spitting. He was talking heavy. He was telling niggas, don't play with me.
I'm nice.
I'm this, I'm that. I'm in my prime. And to get up on the stage, I never... Bro, when somebody sent it to me,
at
his own show, when you know the people came to support you and the smoke you was about to give out, you had the people in your hands, and he apologized. And I'm gonna tell you something. When it first happened, see, I gotta be honest. When I first seen it, I had the liquor in me. You know, it was WrestleMania night. I was feeling myself off the liquor, off the WrestleMania hype, and I got at him, went crazy on him, Twitter fingers, because I just was, they hip-hopping me, yo. I just couldn't believe it. You know, we from the era of, you know where we from, and a lot of our listeners are from. So the hip-hop in me just had to instantly get at him. But as I sat back, and like I told Meese, yo, it's a lot of pressure. Everybody ain't built for that pressure, yo. And it's different now with the apps.
Yeah.
They on your ass if it ain't what they think it should be. See, back then when it was beef, the most you would hear, you might hear some buzz on the radio, some callers calling in, complaining or saying what they need to say.
Oh, they calling up Hot 97.
Yeah, but that, and then you got social media on top of that. He didn't want that smoke, yo.
But he did all right.
He did all right.
It just was a pop shot. That's what you do.
So, but why do that then apologize?
I think he was apologizing because he was dissing his albums. You know them joints.
So
you
what?
He was fucking with them joints. So you basically was telling lies.
If I'm
he was cat.
Molly, if I'm writing raps against you,
nah,
I'm gonna say shit.
That's why I didn't even like that. You know them parts was cap, because none of Kendrick Lamar albums is whack. You know that because he said it. He just was saying what the internet was saying. See, he wasn't being true to himself. That's why I was fucking with his spirit.
Why is that?
Because he was spitting cap raps. He's spitting Drake raps.
He didn't keep it a buck.
Man, that was a Drake. That was Drake. That was
Drake set
shit.
Him up.
Yeah, man. Drake got yourself to commit suicide. Take yourself
See, now,
out the game.
I'm gonna keep it a buck, Marley.
He ruined it.
I got a funny feeling, yo. He gonna be even bigger than ever, yo.
No, he not, bro.
Bro, listen to me. J. Cole.
How, bro? You can't listen, be talking that.
His fan base don't care.
Yes, they do.
Bro, his fan base is.
I don't know what you seeing, dog.
Bro.
Bro.
They still going.
Did you see Styles P's statement?
And that's what, that's one of the statements I looked at and was like, I kind of, the hip hop in you make like, you be on. Like, come, but then it's like, you got to respect that his mental ain't strong enough to handle it.
Bad. That was like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. It's the You're pressure. A bad person now.
It's the pressure, yo. He can't.
The pressure was he wrote cap raps.
That dog ain't in him. The dog ain't in him.
And that wasn't him. He all real. He spit cap raps.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. This is another church for the... Yeah.
I feel like he was talking greasy for the last 2 to 3 years, daring everybody to diss him. I'm the best rapper. None of y'all got smoke for me. This and that. Who we looking at right now? What happened to him? What changed?
I don't know. Something ain't adding up, yo. I just don't understand.
What changed?
In 2 days? In 1.5 days?
How you couldn't sleep over that?
It's a lot of pressure,
I like what Molly said, though. His heart wasn't in it because he was writing lies. But that's all I got to say. I feel like...
I'm telling, listen to me, y'all.
He was bragging heavy for the last 2 to 3 years when niggas was quiet, just letting him rap. I saw a lot of yo, Cole, he's spitting this, he's spitting that.
This was his time to snatch the crown. But I'm telling you right now, and this is a Church for the Wild prediction, and we never wrong. He is gonna be bigger than ever. His fans that love him are gonna extra support him now. When his album drop, it's gonna be the same thing as Gunna. The love gonna overpower the backlash. Watch. I'm telling you, this is different times, yo.
First of all, his album is called Fall Off. This is the perfect fall off moment.
I gotta listen. We hip hoppers. So it's easy for us to say.
Are you trying to say this is like him going to jail and coming out? Is that what you're
It's just
to say?
That the hate, the backlash going to be so strong that his real supporters and his real fans, they're going to fight against the backlash and say, you know what, Cole, we still support you. His fan base don't care about battle raps. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. It's a new era. This is not the same hip hop we came up in. He gonna get some. They gonna cook him. The blogs gonna cook him. Podcasts gonna cook him. The hip hop niggas gonna cook him. The youth don't care. I'm trying to tell you, he's about to be bigger than. I'm sad to say it.
Be big, dog. Just take a hit, bro.
I don't know, man.
Bro,
what
makes this make him big? What, sympathy?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going. He gonna get sympathy spins from his fans, yo. When you see it, watch, you gonna be like, this nigga nerd said this was gonna happen. Mm. When his album dropped the first week, he gonna do numbers. He lost niggas that never really fucked with him like that. This is exactly why I never rocked with him like that. I knew it, yo. I knew it. It just, when he was dropping Friday Night Lights and all that, I'm like, he all right, but something just, he missing something. And now all these years later, we find out what he missing.
It's the confidence, really. I think he missing confidence.
What confidence? He just was talking greasy.
He talking greasy, but nah, we showing, bro. But we see that he ain't greasy.
So
he ain't ready to get his hands dirty.
So he writing cap raps.
I'm not listening to it. I just don't want. What is he gonna say that I'm gonna want to hear now?
That's what I'm saying. And there's people that are cold fans that feel that way. They don't
want to. Yeah, you. Man, you should have put him in the dirt, man.
Put him in the dirt with you.
I'm get
two caskets. Yeah, two caskets. He could jump in there with you.
Coach Molly, I'm telling you, you're going to be disgusted when you see I'm not, what's about to happen.
I ain't paying attention to more. You're
going to say, you're going to be like, your man on this clock, nigga.
He still got time. What time? What day is it?
I don't think we're going to hear nothing.
Your man got 10 days.
I don't think we're going to hear nothing no time soon,
Your man is a pussy.
Especially now that he see this, it's like,
he going to have to kill everybody, your man. He need just go at everybody.
I don't know what J. Cole was thinking, yo.
Why you still talk about it?
That wasn't hip-hop, him being on the stage doing that. That was like some alternative rock shit.
That was spoken word.
That was some spoken word shit.
From Dream.
Spoken. Yeah. That was a therapy session.
The release therapy concert.
I'm telling you, man. That's why
therapy concert.
That's why I'm in the dirt. I'm in it. Take me back to when we didn't care about pressure, and it's different now, yo. They go watch the sympathy love he gonna get.
Read these bars he said with Cameron.
I promise, niggas. I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God, bitch. I'm on my shit again.
What happened?
He just ain't.
What if he got a ghostwriter?
I don't think
he got. And his ghostwriter went too far.
No, man. I'll never forget this moment. I just will never look at him the same.
So why you wanna keep him out here?
Because he
taking up space. Put him in the dirt. He ain't in the big three no more. The reason I can't put him in the
dirt because he's not gonna be done. Like y'all think. He's not. I'm telling you. I feel it in my spirit. I told you I sat with the body.
Put that man in the dirt.
I guarantee you he's going to be, I ain't going to say it's going to help his career, but he's going to get through this and he's going to be bigger than ever, yo. Watch. This is we in a new world, man. We got people caring about, they caring about his health, mental health. They gonna let him slide. They gonna slide him a pass, yo.
Real niggas not.
But the real niggas they not the ones that's gonna boost his streams up.
Well, you can't be talking this shit no more, man.
I mean, I don't wanna hear it no more.
You just started.
I don't wanna hear it.
What can he say after this?
I don't know. I'm not listening. I'm not listening.
The music don't sound the same.
From here on out, I'm good on Cole, yo. But I never was a fan, so he not hurt. Me leaving is not hurting him.
It's hurting a lot of people. You saw them two fans.
But they still gonna bump him. They just can't talk shit about him no more. And that's what hurt the fans. Because anytime you say J. Cole, your folks gonna say, niggas. What about the time? And you just gotta shut up. Say, oh yeah, you right.
What can he rap about now?
I don't know.
What could he say?
He gonna talk about his mental health. And love.
He going back on the roof. He going back on the roof, dog. Go back on the roof, bro.
I just don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think he's done. Yo.
If you don't think he's done, but you saying you ain't fucking with him.
Because I'm done with him.
Well, he's done.
He done to me, but I'm telling you.
He done with you, Mom.
I'm telling you, man.
He done with me.
Because
I started rocking with him. I even tweeted. I said, Jermaine Cole is the best rapper out right now.
Man, that Indian man, the Indian man that drive and listen to Cole on his way to work. don't give a damn. He don't care about battle raps because he ain't from that. He just like Cole.
What about the niggas that thought he was a battle rapper? I feel like J. Cole just be sparring with ghosts like nobody's there. He on the bed, nobody is coming at him.
See, the thing is, he wasn't battle tested. So he didn't realize that him talking like that, he never had nobody step up to him. So he was just saying these raps to imaginary people, to imaginary MCs. But when an MC finally said, oh, yeah.
Cap raps.
I mean, yeah, cap rap. Because when an MC finally said, oh, all right, here, and didn't even.
Oh. You read the whole shit wrong. You let the internet hype him up.
That's what happened.
Nah, he was trying to chase the clout.
But look, he didn't want to brought Kendrick name in it. In the first, he started the whole thing. J. Cole said, is it K. Dot, Aubrey, or me? In the big three, I feel like Muhammad Ali. He said he eating everything off the plate. Talking about the sweaters. He started this whole thing. Kendrick was just minding his business.
I just want to know. I want to know what his next step is.
Monk raps.
Like, what's next? Was this part of, I want to know, was this apology part of some type of plan of his?
What's the plan?
I don't know. Like, could it be some, I don't know, man. I don't know. But this is a monumental moment in hip hop. Not at his own show. You know what I mean? It's just, listen, man, hip hop is changing. That's why I told you, my soul, I'm in the dirt, my soul going back to the old days, to the old hip hop, man. This new hip hop, they gonna let them slide. They gonna let them slide. Y'all not gonna like it, but that's what's gonna happen. And y'all gonna be amazed. Y'all gonna say, damn, Nerd told us. Watch. He gonna have another tour and everything.
I ain't going.
Watch. Nope. Ah, man. We'll see what's gonna happen, man. But it's wild. The rap game is wild right now. Maybe Kendrick is. Maybe he got something on niggas. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know. Shout out to Kendrick, yo. Kendrick looking like the goddamn boogeyman for real right now. He really is. And all he got is that a couple lines. Just a little verse. Look what one verse started.
Every time, his one verse.
That's his Lord.
Get y'all up. And somebody go and commit suicide.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we'll see, man. It's going to be interesting. It's heating up. Outside is getting nice. So we're going to see what's going on.
Still words to be out there because we got Friday.
What he said on this one.
We still don't trust you. We still don't trust you.
Still don't trust you coming.
So who else going to be in the fire?
J. Cole said, made a little tune called Folding Clothes, and a nigga still ain't known to fold. That was a lie.
Damn.
Yeah, so we got
you fucked yourself up, dog.
We still don't trust you coming Friday.
Are you expecting more shots?
I'm expecting more shots.
I'm expecting to end it.
If I'm Kendrick, I'm calling the Future like, man, yo, let me get, you got something for me?
You got
space open for a verse?
Because how are you going to go this time? Are we getting more Prodigy skits?
We don't know how they coming. Because right now they feeling like we got these niggas dead. We can put the nail on these niggas right now.
Yeah, it's a switch.
Ain't no competition though.
It's a switch.
Future can be number one.
Him and Kendrick can just be like, we taking this shit. It's our game right now. It's gonna be It's going to be interesting. And I know Kendrick, he got his, he already, I feel like Kendrick done with his project. It's sitting. All this is just free wreck to get the hype up.
Which way you think he covered this time?
If I was him, I'd be on something. I told y'all, don't fuck with me. Look at your man. Look what your man just did.
Hey, man.
Damn.
It's crazy, right?
Who would have thought? How that nigga talk so... He was... Oh, God.
This is a risky move coming at Kendrick when he... I mean, coming at Cole when he in album mode.
In album mode.
Nothing's gonna happen, bro. I said doubt it.
How did he trick me into thinking he was ready? Because a couple... He had a couple bops.
This is why. He's just a rapper.
He's just a regular rapper. He don't got that. He don't got that villain in him.
He talk like he got.
See, the thing is, he not willing. And say what you want about Drake, but he willing to say, "Fuck it, I'll be the bad guy." Cole don't got that. Fuck it, I'm willing to be the bad guy. He want to be a good guy. He just want to rap, yo.
He just a humble person.
He just a good kid.
He should have stopped. Don't be hanging with fucking Drake, man. You're going to be in drama.
Yeah, that's true.
You should have never started hanging with this.
Smoke come with Drake. And you wanted to tag along. And then when the smoke come, you apologize. Yeah. I know Drake like, this nigga, I ain't fucking with this nigga no more.
See what he just said? They said, yo, Cole thought you was going to come to the concert. He said, for what?
Should I?
Are we going to perform for the shooter?
Can't perform it. That song is done. You don't ruin my song. I'm dissing him too, if I'm Drake. You don't ruin my song. Gave you a number one. We can't even perform it.
Just in, Suge Knight declares victory for Kendrick Lamar. Goes in on J. Cole for taking back the diss. Said, if you want to be a gangster rapper, go R&B. J. Cole.
But I got, yo, even with all this, I'm telling you, he's not done, yo. His people gonna support him. And I've been telling y'all about his fans. They're not like us. They're not pure hip-hop niggas like us. I don't care what they say. They not. Mm. And they still gonna rock with him.
All right.
Watch. Just watch. It's hot right now. It's hard for him right now. It might be for the next couple weeks. But when he drop, he gonna get the support. I'm telling you.
It ain't gonna be like how it was. The numbers gonna plummet.
You think the numbers gonna plummet?
Yes. They plummet.
I got a bad feeling, Meese. They gonna get better. Because he might go the mental health route. He going to go the sympathy route.
A lot of people don't got empathy, though. A lot of people don't care that nigga apologized. A lot of people don't care.
What he going through.
At all. Because you supposed to do that in private. Something like that. You could have just hit Kendrick on a text like.
And then just said nothing else.
Yeah, he should have said nothing. Like, I feel like. J. Cole, he already know he lost. Because if Kendrick throw out of this, he got nothing else to say about Kendrick. He respects Kendrick so much. So it's like, you already lost.
Why is he so friendly with him?
He just took his L like anybody else.
I bet you Kendrick don't
have an L.
I'm saying he should have just
The L wasn't even for you.
But I'm saying he came out with this diss. If Kendrick would have came out with something after. Just bailed out.
Man, I'm done. This nigga in the dirt, man. Move on, man.
I just don't know. I guess we just gonna see what happened Friday, man. In the coming weeks. But I'm telling you, I'm not listening to J. Cole no more. No disrespect. Like I say, good dude, good family. But I just don't want to hear his raps. no more. Just like some people don't, they chose not to listen to Gunna no more. I'm not listening to J. Cole no more.
They listening to Gunna secretly.
Well, I ain't secretly listening to Cole, I tell you that. I don't listen to him no way. I gave him a couple spins because he was popping up on niggas' albums.
Look, he had the Cameron shit. Well, no, not the Cameron.
He had a song with Cameron.
Well, I ain't talking. I'm just saying that he had that beat.
The beat.
He had the shit. What was that? That was with Lil Yachty.
Talking Heavy.
Talking Heavy. You was Talking Heavy on the song with Gucci Man. Like, come on. You was on Talking Heavy with Gucci Man. Talking Heavy on this joint.
He Talking Heavy.
Then you had the album.
He ain't talking to nobody.
It's imaginary. He just talking to an imaginary person.
So who? I'm done. I'm done, bro. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Church, thank you for coming by. Thank you for coming to the repass after the service. We just had to do an emergency pod. We'll be back real quick. No starting five this episode. We just gonna keep it moving.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna give me my points, huh?
You'll get them next. We gonna add them up.
Yeah, my nigga Maxie had 50.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he had 30.
We'll get into that. We just ain't wanna mix that in with the service.
I understand.
But
but that nigga in the dirt.
We'll see y'all again by the time y'all hear us again.
Back, nigga bum.
By the time y'all hear us again, Future be out. Maybe we'll have some more smoke. They're saying Cole is done. I'm telling you, he about to get bigger and better.
Nigga, bum.
And we out. Bum, 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 bum. Now tell me what you gonna do. But it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you. When judgment comes for you. Tell me what you gonna do. When it ain't nowhere to hide. When judgment comes for you. Cause it's gonna come for you. Yes, everybody out of roll and flow. Like I ain't looked at a while like, and play for dust and they play too deep for me. Sad that it is I came to be. Tell me your piece of deceased, would it please marry me by my grand when you can go follow me. God bless you, working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we pray, even though the devil's all up in my face. But he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race, but I change the face of Jesus. And against my soul will buzz. Grudge me cause there's no mercy for us. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul. Hey, oh, hey. Follow me, road stroll. Weather is still a seven. Come, let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone dairy. While he's there, Terry Boo. Instead of keeping up of a family, exactly how many days we got lasting? While you laughing, we're passing the wind. We gon' rest our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby. Let me be long gone, really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thug could do was cry. Why they kill my dog? Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. When they did, the rule was wrong. Pull the wrong, gotta hold on. Gotta stay strong when it comes. Better believe on, gotta show that you can lean on. Lean on. Hey, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray. Every day. See you at the crossroads. Again and again, like, tell me what you gonna do. Can somebody, anybody tell me why?